Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
We're going to start with some nostalgia. And there are a couple of stories in the stack about Google Street View. One of the stories involves what is believed to be a homicide. We're not going to start with that. We're in a festive mood today. We are going to start with the other story about Google Street View and why some people love it, why some people say it makes their heart hurt. And I'm going to ask you, have you done this thing? From the New York Post. When you think of preserving memories, scrapbooks or photo albums might come to mind, but what about Google Maps? In a new, somewhat melancholy trend sweeping social media, Gen Z and others are using the Street View feature on Google Maps to find their childhood homes or the houses of long ago past relatives, where photos snapped in yards in years past show loved ones sitting on their porches or gardening in their front yards. I did not know this, Sam, but the Street View feature shows photos taken as far back as 2007. And although this is not a new function, it's being discovered by many for the first time, eliciting bittersweet nostalgia.
So this is a feature that I accidentally found. I think it was sometime last year. I can't exactly remember. But yeah, you can go around. And ever since they started sending that Google Street View car all around every single street in the country, you can go back and pull every single picture that that car has taken of any property. And so it's just a blast to the past.
Your mother could be standing in the front yard, is
somebody
what you're saying.
Who has since passed away could be standing there, maybe gardening, mowing the lawn.
Or your old car.
Yeah.
Or.
Your childhood home that's been, you know, torn down and a McMansion built in its place. You can go back and look at what that home used to look like.
So it goes back about 17 years. And I'm quoting here from one of the users who says, somewhere on Google Maps, my grandma and I are sitting on a bench on the porch of my childhood home while I'm holding my family dog in 2011. Another user who goes by Kenzie Stevens wrote in one clip, forever frozen in time, and I never knew this was right there. Meanwhile, someone else realized their grandfather, who had passed 2 years ago, is immortalized by Google Maps in a Street View image of him riding his lawnmower.
Yeah, by the way, I love that particular image because while his face is blurred out in the photo in the story, as they typically do on Google Maps, they'll go ahead and blur the faces out. It does note that he was looking right at the car as it drove by.
So listen to this. My dad passed away years ago, someone writes, and he's sitting in his truck right in front of the house on Google Maps. I check it out every now and then, like checking in on him. And I ask you, not only have you gone back to look at Google Street View, which I'm going to do right now, but have you gone back physically to knock on the door or see your childhood home, your parents' childhood home, your grandparents' childhood home? You know, I do these interviews from time to time, Sam, for my legacy stuff, and they will say, I had one last week, in fact, someone said they grew up in what would be considered an unusual space. I don't want to give it away because the legacy recording was a surprise, but not what would be considered a single family home. Okay. And he said, I went back a couple of years ago, it was still there. And I went back last year and it had been raised to make room for new development. And he said, it actually caught me a little bit. I was like, I grew up there and it's gone, but it's not gone on Google Street View.
So somebody on the text line is asking, how do you do this? I just went back and looked at my childhood home. There were three different photos taken by Google Street View, 2019, 2011, and 2007. We sold the house in 2012. So the first two photos, I can go back and look at what my house looked like when I lived there my entire life up to the age of 13. And then now the most recent photo from 2019, they renovated the whole front of the house. You know, you can tell it still has the same bones, but it doesn't look like it did when we lived in it. How you do it? You Google whatever address you want to look at. Yep. So whatever your childhood home was, you click on the bottom right hand of the screen. There's going to be a little, looks like a guy or a person.
Yeah, a little icon.
It's yellow. You grab him and you drop him onto your house and it'll put you in the street view. And then in the top left, it says, see more dates.
Got it.
And it'll pull up all of the pictures that have been taken of your home. And like, I'm looking at August of 2007 right now. My grandma's car is in the driveway.
Oh, there's Fredone. Is her your grandma's car in the driveway?
It is in the driveway.
No way.
Yep. And the house looks just like it did when we lived there. None of the renovations have been done. Zooming in, it looks like it doesn't even have the balcony that was on it when we moved out of it. The balcony has not been put on yet in 2011 or 2007. That's pretty cool stuff.
Well, I don't want you doing this while you're driving because, you know, Dana, I don't know directions. And I'm zooming in. I'm like, there's Fredonia. Where are we from Fredonia? I just found mine and I'm going to click on it and look and see what it looks like over the years. I mean, maybe there are kids in the front yard playing. But have you physically gone back to your house? Or do we live in a day and an age where you're not supposed to knock and say, I used to live here? That'll make me sad.
I have since toured my old home. It's been added on to twice. So now it's even bigger than it was when I lived there.
Okay.
And we, over the years, have met the new owners because that specific neighborhood was one of those neighborhoods where you knew every single neighbor.
Yeah.
So I can still go back to that street and knock on five or six of those doors.
And it's not weird.
They would welcome me in. We would have a cup of coffee and talk about the good old days. It's the type of neighborhood that has block parties. So yeah, I walked up and I said, hey, super weird, but I lived here. The family that I, you know, am from lived here for 60 years. I'd love to see what you guys did with the place.
What I want to do, and I've heard that the person living in the space where I grew up and where my father grew up is maybe not receptive to this, which makes me sad. But what I have always wanted to do is go to the foot of that yard with a metal detector, because my dad says around age 9 or 10, he buried a little tin can, and it was like a cigarette tin that they used to have way back in, you know, the 1960s.
It was like a makeshift time capsule 50s. Of sorts?
Yep. He said, I put army men in it and a couple of other odds and ends and a little note.
Oh, I love it.
I would do just about anything to go find what he buried, you know, 65 years
ago. Now, is this the home that you grew up in?
It's next door to the home I grew up in. My grandparents owned one home, and we owned the other, the farmhouses up on a hill.
Oh, okay.
And he buried that way at the foot of that. But, you know, that would include a shovel and digging.
Yeah,
and
I would knock before I did that.
Trespassing.
Yeah.
You know, but man, I would love to go find that. Have you done it? I'm curious. 913-586-7798. We'll take your call straight ahead. You are listening to Dana and Parks.